You're listening to SBS News.
Low temperatures and drought have become a deadly combination for coffee growers in the state of Sao Paulo. As much as 70% of the crop has been lost, and fields of trees have been left brown with coffee beans withered on the vine. Kakonji is the largest coffee production region in the state of Sao Paulo, with almost three quarters of residents dependent on the crop. The last frost was devastating, leaving farmers like José Augusto de Almeida shaking their heads over their catastrophic loss.
It is sad. It's not just the work from 1 year that we lost. It's the work of an entire lifetime. It takes time to get this far, with investments in machines. We have a very well cared for and productive crop, but the costs are very high, and suddenly in one night you lose everything.
Mr. Almeida lost 70% of his 42 hectares, all cultivated with coffee trees, but many farmers have lost 100%. He says these have been the worst frosts since 1979, when low temperatures severely affected production of coffee beans. He says he knows the coming years will be very hard, and he's concerned about how his employees and the people he hires during the 3 to 4 months of harvesting will cope. For 45-year-old worker Marcelo Cesar da Cunha, the effects of the devastation could hit his family hard. The money he makes during the harvesting feeds his family for the entire year.
We were counting on this coffee harvest to help us. It hit us by surprise, and we found ourselves with no resources.
Mr. Da Cunha says harvesting is much more difficult now. The frost caused the leaves to fall off plants, and harvesting coffee beans has been made much harder. He used to make $40 to $50 US a day, but now says he's lucky if he clears $20 a day, barely enough to feed his family. But frost was not the only problem. Drought has also affected the harvest, leaving fields of coffee plants brown and dry. Rain hasn't fallen for the last 6 months. The coffee blooms didn't grow, so production was already lower in 2021, affecting the price of coffee. João Felipe Belisa is an agronomy engineer and the mayor of Kakonja. This week, he signed a state of emergency decree in the town.
A falta de água ocasionou não crescimento.
With the water shortage, the reproductive part of coffee didn't grow. It was already affected a lot, and now, on top of that, there was frost. Unfortunately, most of the town was affected. Many of the trees can't be saved, and the only option is to destroy them.
Coffee production in Brazil has fallen by around 16% this year, according to government figures. That's caused a spike in world prices for coffee and could be further affected as the wild swings in weather continue to affect production across Brazil. Alan Lee, SBS News.